My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I did want to, right off the top, though, give you a couple of the headlines from practice today out in Jersey, where the Commanders got to work out with the New York Jets. And it was very rainy there as well. Most of the East Coast is getting pummeled with the remnants of Storm Debbie right now. And it was no different for the Jets and the Commanders today. Wet, slick conditions meant that Aaron Rodgers didn't even practice. And that was the first big bummer today, was to find out that the big storyline of the last few days, that your young secondary is going to get a chance to go up against Rodgers and some of the receiving talent the Jets have working with a potential all-pro Hall of Fame-type quarterback, that he didn't even go. So it was the Tyrod Taylor show for the Jets. The other of the injury items that really took the air out of my sails today and let the air out of the balloon was that Brandon Coleman didn't practice. And he was actually number 2 on the list of players I put together yesterday that I was most excited to actually get a peek at, behind Jaden Daniels, just to see how we would have held up against the Jets pass rush, because the Jets defensively are outstanding and they can get to the quarterback. And I want to see what Coleman, the third round pick who's hoping to be the starting left tackle for Washington, would have looked like going up against Jermaine Johnson, who was a first round pick 2 years ago, or on the other side, perhaps Will McDonald, who was a first round pick last year. Heck, if Hassan Reddick had reported and was practicing and was on schedule right now, that would have been an even better situation. But you just want to see your guys go up against really good players, and it would have been Coleman's stiffest test yet, but he didn't go. The tackles that did play, including Trent Scott, Cornelius Lucas, it sounds like they got beat pretty consistently and that Washington's offensive line had a tough day against the Jets. Not surprising, I don't think. Many of us have talked about this offensive line. It was better last year than people give it credit for, statistically speaking. It was treated like a punching bag. Everyone likes to make jokes about how bad the offensive line was when your coordinator and play caller, Eric Bieniemy, made life way harder on that line than needed to be and made that line worse with how he operated. And I think even more significantly, your quarterback, Sam Howell. And it's not all bad for Sam. Sam did some really good things, and Howell's a decent little player for where he was drafted. And I'm hopeful he has a long career and he can, perform adequately this year in Seattle. But he majored in making life hard on his offensive line last year, holding the ball the way that he did, not moving in the pocket the way that he needed to at times. So whatever level of line you had, it was going to be worse thanks to Bieniemy, thanks to quarterback play, and that's why I think they got a little bit of a bad rap. That having been said, the ceiling for that group last year was probably to be about league average. It wasn't a particularly good unit, and it's why they went out and spent $10 million a year on Tyler Biadasz at center. It's why they signed Nick Allegretti, who comes over from the Chiefs, started in, played every down in the Super Bowl last year. He'll be their left guard. And they're probably going to have, as I mentioned with Coleman, a new left tackle as well. So 60% of the line will be reworked from a year ago at least. If Coleman starts on the left side, I think there's a conversation to be had that maybe you could have Cornelius Lucas compete with Andrew Wiley on the right side. But Wiley's been banged up and hasn't been practicing anyway, so it's been a moot point at right tackle. But there's a possibility that four of the five offensive linemen that start this year for the Commanders are new. 80% of the group could be fresh faces. So you just wanted to see how they performed against the Jets, and at least initially it sounds like it didn't go all that well for the starting offensive lineman that did take the field. But I would remind everyone, it was slick, wet conditions. And also, I think we got to just take training camp play-by-play with a grain of salt. You know, I saw a lot was being made about how Jaden Daniels looked today. Two things can be true. One, you went up against the defense, and for the first time, you didn't know what the defense was going to do. You're not going to look quite as good as you had. True. The other thing that can be true, number two, going 7 of 15 with a bunch of checkdowns in a practice, and the fact that we got play-by-play of where he threw to and how quickly the ball came out, how much pressure he was under in a 11-on-11 portion of a joint session on a Thursday in Florham Park isn't overly revealing. And even though it's great to have information, I'm always give me as much info as possible guy. I am pro finding out everything I can. If you make big declarations, or any declarations for that matter, off practices, you're probably doing it wrong. But all we can do is react to what we see, what we hear. And it does sound like, I think, what a lot of us were expecting, and certainly what I thought coming out of practice when he looked as good as he did and as accurate as he was, he knew where his guys were going to be, and he knew where the defense was going to be out in Ashburn. Because you have access to the information. If you're a smart guy, he is. If you're a thorough preparer, he is. If you do your homework, he does. You can figure out what plays the defense is going to run, what coverages they're going to run, on what snaps of practice against your looks. And when you have that, you've got the answer key. You don't get that when you practice against another team. So naturally, it wasn't going to look quite as smooth or as easy. And I think that's probably what happened today. But that's good. That's healthy. It's August 8th. That's what we want. I just can't wait for Saturday afternoon. And by the way, a noon preseason game on a Saturday is still a wacky bit. Don't quite get that, but I kind of dig it because I'll watch the game on Saturday afternoon, mess around with the kids during the day, and then maybe you get to lock in on another game or two, see a drive or two from another rookie quarterback or one of the other big stars in football on Saturday night. Just fired up that it's back. Nats Giants, top of the eighth, rain delay over at Nationals Park. We're keeping you company until Charlie and Dave crack the mic again, which could be coming soon. As soon as we find out when the game's going to be resumed, if in fact that's happening, we'll tell you. All I can say is that you know they're going to do everything they can to get this game in and to play again. Number one, it's a tie game, so you don't have the luxury of calling this thing. And I think also of note, the Giants cross country aren't coming back here. And I haven't looked at their schedule to see how often they're even on this side of the country. But this late in the year, baseball is going to do everything it can to finish this thing, especially with seven innings in the books already.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.